Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Floyd Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Weaver. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. May steals second. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wicker. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. one out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wicker strikes out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 4-1. Brewers. Barry Moore now pitching. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. McCraw scores. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Melton scores. Hermann moves to second. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Dave Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roof moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Roof scores. Kubiak moves to third. Baldwin moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Floyd Wicker. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing left field. Bobby Noob is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noob is 0 for 2 in the game. Noob hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Noob moves to second. Ossie Blanco pinch runs for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Sanders now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to first for the out. Noob is attempting to score. There's the throw to the plate. He's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Burda. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Noob covering, for the out. Savage moves to second. 1 out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Germán and he is safe. Savage steals third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing right field. Ted Savage now playing left field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders fires to first and picks off Melton. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanders. Ortiz moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. Ortiz moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ortiz tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. May bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Knoop covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Savage takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Germán and he is safe. Savage steals second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-4 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Phil Roof. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kubiak strikes out. Two outs. Pete Coghill pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Pete Coghill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coghill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. John Morris now pitching. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Ed Germán. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts in front of the plate. McNurtney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Kubiak covering, for the double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-5 in the game. Peña bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Knupp covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney hits a line drive to left field. McCraw throws towards Morales. Morales fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Hegan moves to third. McNurtney moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Russ Snyder pinch hits for John Morris. Don Eddy now pitching. Gus Gill pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Hegan scores. McNurtney moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNurtney scores. Kubiak scores. Gill moves to third. It's 8-5, Brewers. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Knupp applying the tag. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Gill scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eddie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.